Pesachim and Tafsari Zayin, Sif Aleph, Mr. Brewers, Sif Katan Aleph. Okay, Min Hebevorim, Hainu, Brecha Shamayim, Mukafim Abaruches. So it's a container of water, which is the, you held in place on all four sides. So that's also us. To catch fish from the river, that's not a chiddush. To be vali yasser, that's no question. Now that's going to be yasser. The kulu is no obey. It has all elements of isser. Tzeda gemura. It's definitely full bona fide tzeda from the river. The osir kiksira v'tchina, which that like we spoke about on Monday, is osir on the same level, just like the malach of kotzer or the malach of tochein. Ushar malachas, so the other malachas which are osir on yomtiv kiliyel b'simin tapsar yesiv beis, and we got muksa. You also have a problem that since it's osir that the fish is muksa. So even if you would have a goy would do it on his own, he didn't ask you to do it. And there's no gzeira, which the more is going to talk about. Maybe this gzeira, you can't benefit from it because you might be motivated to ask him next time. But you'd have a problem with muksa anyway. You have to serve everything on top. So this is usur, even in a place where there's no problem of tzeda. Why? Because the fish are nishmat elech elech. They run all over the place. Zakt, mishabur beis, rutzalomer. This pool of water was small. We don't need a net. You don't need a full fish. You don't need a full fishing apparatus to be able to catch it. But you still need to. You can't get it in one swoop. It's not like a small little, the fish tank in the. In the fish shop, which you stick your hand in and get one, you put your hand in, they run away from you. So there's some level of lack of tzeda there. We don't need a full fishing apparatus to get it. We'll see later on that level of we did not need any apparatus when it comes to a wild animal or a bird. So you have it in the cage is small enough that you do not need any apparatus to catch the bird or the animal, and therefore it's considered mechusar tzeda, not mechusar tzeda, and you're allowed to use them. Galbik dogim hov mechusim min ayin v'beber rochav, since they're in the water, which makes them a little bit less visible, and this pool of water is wide. They can get into the different corners. We can't consider them the equivalent of being already caught. Because there is definitely effort involved in catching them.
What about breeding tanks where the water is clear and it's full of fish and you can really stick your hand in and pull?
Right, so that would not be mechusar tzeda. That would be, we'll see a case like that later on, actually, in Sif. Hey. That where that's going to be mutter, because that's considered instead of umdim. They're so easily accessible. That's considered caught already. So we will differentiate like that.
Is it sheer how you do with the hand or a little net?
You don't. I'm not sure. The example is matsuda, some type of a trap. You don't need any type of apparatus to catch them. You could catch them without any.
But it's much easier. I mean, if you want to catch a fish, it's a little bit of a bigger tank. If you have a net, makes it a heck of a lot easier to catch a fish.
Right,
it's slippery. They move around.
Right.
If you have a net, you can catch them in 2 seconds. You know, you push the net to the fish and pull them out.
Right. The point being, if without the net you couldn't catch them, so that means that they're not really caught yet.
Then you couldn't catch them. It's much harder.
So even
if you have a fish tank, you have a 10-gallon tank, and you have guppies swimming around there, it's not that easy to.
It's not that easy to catch it.
It's a tiny old thing. It's moving around. I mean, with a net, it takes seconds.
I would assume that. I assume over there, probably it's considered.
But say mechusar tzeda, he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's in that.
Yeah, but somebody. Well, we'll see as we go along the sim. And the point is, if there's another step in the process that you need to do to get them, so that's considered that they're not caught yet. The guy with this or Tzedah. We hold Ein Tzedah Achar Tzedah, which means once they're caught, you know, but they have to be in that state of being. It's not that there was an act of catching. I caught them and put them into my tank, but the tank is so big that I need to catch them again. Mm. So it's there's a new Isser. Okay.
What is the new Isser?
There's a new act that say because we're going to run them a bear mime sulim veroya dogim. If the water is clear and you see them, motor imen mechus say if there's small shabever cut, if this bear is small enough that you could really catch them easily, so that's the case later on in Sif A, which is motor. Yesh rechadim shesam al kaponim mitam muksa osu letzurim. Okay, there's an iser of tzeda. Mitzad the muksa element. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's saying that there's an iser. They still see that it's a problem of muksa. The shaila is why would it be muksa? And on the tzad that it's mutter to capture it, the chur it's not muksa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so if you look at the Shartzin above, like halfway into it's a long Shartzin, so the third line into it, or the second line into it, I'm sorry, but time on Nira. The Rehavel Taz, Kimon Shu Berishusa, Yvena Mechusut Seda, his argument is that since it's in his Rishus, and there's nothing left in the process, it was small enough and easy enough to get it, there's nothing left in the process. Kechayvo, Yvena Mechusut Seda, Yvena Mechusut Muxa. So really, it's like your chicken in your backyard that you could take any time and shecht it if you want, right? Because it's not muksa, because it's available to you. Elamai what? The only thing was, even so, since they're in the water is opaque, it's hard to see them. So that's vital that they're not so accessible. You can't after hechad the mime sulim v'roya tomei the dag merachik. But in the case where the water is clear. Command the monarch b'kuf sadom who vein tzarach klal achana. You don't need any dua at the bachana. They're mukhan. There's not muks over there. So that's how he would say. That's the first opinion, which over here is the Magen Avraham says that that's mutter, and he would seem to be inclined to the Magen Avraham. Okay. This is a prima godim saying this pshat. Okay, gimel dogim nishmatim linyanim nusanim in b'adyarim l'secha teva yivor l'kamei b'sefei. We'll see more in sefei about that. Okay, let's see. We'll get there tonight maybe. Dogim b'ayfes l'chay shem muksa, fish, birds, or wild animals which are muksa. In mashna nusanim b'yamtiv enosin lift amazonis. So, as much as they're muksa, you have no right to be tereach to give them to drink or give them to eat.
You're not allowed to?
Not allowed to. Now, why?
Do they get food?
They're,
it's your animal.
No, it's a case where they're muksa, which means it's not. It's
not your animal.
Right. Now, why is it asur? Shema yobo likach mehem. So we're afraid. We're afraid you might, once you're there feeding the animal, you might grab the animal. And that'll be over this outsider. You're allowed to put the food here at a distance from the animal. The animal will come afterwards. And you can't put it right in front of them, because then you're interacting directly with the animal, so then you're afraid it'll run away.
Is this a wild animal or a domestic animal?
This is an animal where there's going to be an iser of tzeda on it. So it could be either your animal, but it's not in a state where
it's not domesticated. It's
right.
Not
right.
It's running around. Not.
Right. So much also la akhla yo dis tamash but nay shumuk so also the tatsu. So we can't allow him to grab it because there's an issue of muks involved. Okay. So to the mishuber.
There's an
issue
of muks, why do you have to come and tell us sura tatsu? What's
the end? Well, see, I'm not sure 100%. I'm not 100% because There are two dinim in Muksa. Why the Machaber said it over here, I'm not sure why that would be the place to say it. The Iker dinim Muksa on the more chomer level, which the Mersha and the Tosfos Yeshanim, etc., say, the Prima Gadim call it an Asmachta level. Bechidush Shayaviyu, that has to be Mukhan from before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, that's not an issue of moving it, it's an issue of eating it or using it. The post is talking about things that you want to eat on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you must prepare beforehand. So the Iker din Muksa on that level is an Isser of eating or being Mishtamish. Then they came Istam of the Rabban and they added on an Isser of Tiltal. So he's saying in a case where the item is muksa regards to usage, so then so we don't want you moving it, so we don't want to get you too close to it. So even in a case where there wouldn't be theoretically I lost my train of thought. I just noticed an interesting Shari Tshuva, and I lost my train of thought. Even if there wouldn't be an issue of Tzeda, the issue of Tzeda, there'd be an issue of Tiltal Muksa. That's what he's saying. Whereas, since the item is Muksa, there's an issue of moving it.
If you weren't planning to eat it.
Right. Because what's an example of something which is Muksa, either because it's wild, or because, well, the Mishnah Berurah will give an example, it wasn't Armid Lachila. I have a chicken which I'm using to lay eggs, so I have no intention to eat it. So this chicken is muksa.
And the eggs, and you can't muksa also.
Right, same. But the chicken, since it's designated for the purpose of being megad obeyim, not for achila purposes, so the chicken's muksa. So even such a chicken, I can't put it right next to it. I don't have a problem with seder because the animal's not running away. But I have a problem because I'm afraid once you're there, you're going to end up moving the muksa, moving the chicken. Means once it's an issue of muksa, so then it's even an animal which there's no problem of tzeda to go in behema meet borders to move like a moment sim and tov said yes of gimel. Case an animal which is muksa.
What's a behema meet borders?
It's it's not your domesticated. It's an unowned animal. Right. Kugan avas or tanagirlas from edus agalobeim, or a case of you have a bird which is you're keeping it for the purpose of eggs. Avlo shach ben tzeda, isn't the problem with tzeda and all these things? Came in the muksa also lahashkoisun litan the temazonos shemar yovel ochlam yam biyamtiv. But Chazal said, you know what? We don't want you feeding them directly in front of them because you're afraid you might end up using them and eating them.
And the problem with that is that you didn't plan to eat it from before you.
Right. Now, he talks about the same issue again in Siv Zion. He says that you can't beat them and you can't put mazonos in front of them because you might come to beat sod them. So there he ties it very clearly in the issue as a tzeda problem. So it's a little bit of a...
what's the problem putting the mazonos in front of them?
Chazal came along and said if you put the mazonos directly in front of them, you might come and take the item. So... if it's talking about things where there's a problem with Seda, so then we're geyser, don't feed them directly because you might come to do the mloch of Seda. But here he's saying, the Mechaber says the problem is because they're muksa, and you might move muksa. So it seems to be steering the Shulchan Aruch, is the problem of, because it means even things where there's no problem with Seda, because a chicken is there to, you keep the chicken to lay eggs, it's muksa, but it's not, there's no problem with Seda, it's caught already, he's not running away. So there's no Seda by grabbing it, but there's an issue of moving muksa. So according to what the Mechaber says in Siv Zion, there's no problem with Seda, you're allowed to feed them. So that's the Mechaber. Siv Zion says explicitly it's mutter. And over here he's saying it's mashma, even if it would be not mechuzer tzeda, it would be also because of the muksa problems. It's a steer in the Mechabers. Choshem mechuzer tzeda, mutter litnei mazonos.
Precedent?
To
make
it
zera that you may be metalta muksa. To do something, you say you can't do something just in case you be metalta muksa. Is there any other precedence in this? did like a pretty strong gezer on a muksa, which is a mitzvah. I'm just not familiar with it. I'm just wondering if this is something we see any place else other than here.
I'm not pulling out the example right now,
yeah, but you could think of something. Not that you remember where, but I'm saying you.
It does remind me as unique. Doesn't hit me as being unique.
Okay.
Right.
How does it work with a domesticated chai, like a dog? Like you own a dog, or what? You're not allowed to feed it. What are you allowed to do?
Well, that'll be told in the Shiloh. If it's a problem of a tzeda, so...
Well, you're not planning to capture it. It's a domesticated dog.
Right. But if it's a problem of muksa, the dog is muksa.
The dog is muksa.
Right. There's an issue being mishtamish with an animal, so that makes it muksa. So which one is it? So he says like this, the chol... See, he says the ikra is like the mechaber and siv zayin. As long as there's no seder problem, there's no problem putting mezonos right in front of it. There's where you see an example, which you know that if you have you're right next to the animal, there's a very good chance you're going to end up petting the animal, which you shouldn't be doing. I'm always tempted to give a shir on the halachas of dogs on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but I'm afraid that it may create too many.
You may run into a big problem.
Why should you be petting the animal?
They're muksa.
You're going to run into a big problem. There's a lot of dog owners.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to get rid of that dog, so I think it's...
You can keep it. You can't pet it on Shabbos. You can walk it.
You can walk that, you can do?
Yeah.
It walks itself.
You can't carry it, but walking is walking. You can attach it to the leash to it also.
Right. So what exactly are you not allowed to do?
I can't pet it.
You can't touch it?
Can't touch it.
But you could...
Put a leash on it and walk outside. Click the leash. Yeah.
How do you put a leash? I don't know. Could you see?
Yeah.
You put a leash on a dog without.
Yeah. If your dog is a pretty obedient dog, it say sit. It's sit. You put hook the leash onto the collar.
Oh, so the collar is there. Right?
Yeah.
That's interesting. You could feed it. You can give it water, but you can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell it to go fetch your newspaper and bring it back to you? He's very well trained, obviously.
Precious, yeah, because this
is getting it to move.
This is being mishtamish bal chai. Unless you say there's in a shisas behemtai, make an animal work, but it's only if it's inside of an eruv. It's mutter inside of an eruv. Be also.
I'm talking about it's an eruv.
Right.
Just too lazy to go get the newspaper.
So the first should be mutter.
Maybe because the dog does it every single other day.
So it's called being mishtamish bal chai. I'm not sure whether it means precious. It means you have some direct interaction with it. Okay. So ain't nothing the same. Ain't much going nothing the same. Right. Yeah. So Kosakrim, Dafkali Tham Mamish also leading. This is only if you're putting it directly in front of them because you're right next to them. Ali Nosan Baroch Ksas, you put it at a distance, Miham Boyam Boyklin less than above, then they come and eat, that's fine. Kim Dosa Kara, that itself is a hacker. So that'll remind them not to take them to eat them, to use them, because he's doing it a little bit differently than he normally does it. He's keeping a distance. Okay. Okay. Shema, he might come to take the Shema Yavu Likach Mehem Lo Ochlam to eat them. So according to this, if the issue is only muksa, so there's no xer, you might come to take them, to use them, so then it's muta to put in front of them. Now it's interesting, but we're gonna in Tziv Zayin we're gonna talk about the beekeepers. It seems to be that they were even though the bees were inside the hive and they were ready captured, so there's no problem with tzeda. The only problem is muksa, and then you can't eat bees. But I'm sure over there seems to be machmer on it. So
I'm doing one, machmer on one.
Here he's saying a heter. In a case where there's no problem with seder, the only problem is you might come to take the animal because you want to do something with the animal. So an animal which is a behemoth, tahara, theoretically might decide to take it to shechta to eat it, is a gzeira. Behemoth tameya, we do with it anyway. You know, they didn't have the problem of petting the dogs. You know, dogs weren't for petting 100 years ago. Dogs were for, taking protection, etc. Mm-hmm. So, no, so you might come to eat it. I can't eat a dog. Mm-hmm. So, there's no reason why I can't put the mezuzah right in front of the dog then. There's no seder problem. There's no other problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zogt. So here he's saying a heter by behemoth tameya that's mutter to put it right in front of them, which we'll see in Siv Zayin. We get to the case of the bees, and that's a question. Gimel, a field of fake seder is also, even a subject seder is also also. Okay, for example, what does that mean? So you're not sure if it was nitzer on the Yom Tov or not. For example, again, mitzaydus chayav dogim by vishahoyu prusais merav merav Yom Tov. They were ready. The trap had been set from before Yom Tov. L'macher moitzin b'ham. And the next day he finds an animal caught in the trap. It's possible that the animal was caught in the trap before Shabbos. It's been there from before Shabbos. It's already caught. To be in a Shabbos, it was already caught, so it's not mux anymore. It's not. There's no seder involved. Or possibly it happens after Shabbos, Yom Tov started, and therefore the beginning of the day these things were mux because they weren't. They needed seder still. So I want to take that animal now and say, listen, it's a Suffolk muksa. So I want to use it on Yom Tov. I'll shaft it and eat it because maybe it was cut before Yom Tov. Asura. Elam can you do a shenitzadim b'yadim? The only case where it's mutter to use them is if you know for sure with certainty that it was cut before shi'im. Mimotza hamatzadis v'kolkolos merav Yom Tov. You do a shemerav Yom Tov nitzadim. If you didn't see the animal but you were able to check the trap, and you realize that the trap had been released, which means there's something in there. So there's no question that it was caught from before Yom Tov.
Okay. I understand the scenario here. You're saying there's no animal, but the trap was sprung. So where's the animal? What's he going to use?
There was an animal. You didn't see the animal, but you see that the trap is sprung. So when you find the animal in there later on Yom Tov, you can use the animal. The first case was the animal was caught. You saw the animal.
I guess I have to see a picture of the trap. I can't.
Okay. So on the trap that I'm picturing was like a long. It was a tunnel type of a thing. It was a long tunnel with which they would go in and they couldn't come out. So they would walk in and they would get blocked. Okay. So you didn't necessarily see the animal inside, but you know that it was that it was. The modern version, but they have those pictures. At least I remember in the movies, they had like that big thing would come fall down, the type of the animal, like this big, gigantic tent type thing. Mm-hmm. You don't see the animal inside necessarily, but you see the tent is down. Some say that Zion. Babel Gav, the common place, came Ikrit Seda, Beyumt of Einaminatar. We discussed before that possibly Seda is not the Raisa.
Yantav.
And Yantav. He was one of the Shulchan Aruch seemed to go with the tzad. No pun. That it say that was only the rabbanon. Come on, Machmir Kana, feel a mistake, but it's a sophic. But even it's a sophic, the rabbanon, because it say is mutter means so. At worst, saying what's muksa? Why is it muksa? Because you couldn't do tzeder. But that issue of seder is only the rabbanon. So the whole issue is the issue of the rabbanon we're dealing with. So you have a suffix under the rabbanon. You can't use the animal misuffix. What's the pshat? I feel a mistake. Shouldn't have who davar sheyesh matirin? She efshelo lo achlam achu yamtiv. Davar sheyesh matirin achmir chacham. I feel a misuffix the rabbanon. So we have a klal in halacha called davar sheyesh matirin. Davar sheyesh matirin has two applications. One of them is halacha hechlus bittul, which is not what we're talking about over here. There's not a question of bittul. Another question in the case of Safik. So more in Beya, and Daf Dalam and Aleph, Gimon Beis Dalam and Aleph discusses this case. You have an egg which is no vari is muksa. It gets mixed amongst other eggs. So you should say Bittu Burroiv. But you don't say Bittu Burroiv because it's the Rosh Hashanah. And why?
Why is the egg muksa? It was
why use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Relying on Bittu, wait till after Shabbos and you can don't rely on Bittu at all. Say something which would be niskalkel by the time Shabbos or Yom Tov is over. So it's not Yeshem Atirin. You have no way to use a behetter. It's not much you have a way to do a behetter, because just wait till tomorrow and it'll be Mutra Gomer. So why should you be doing it now? So the same logic why we don't do Bittu. So Morris says we don't do a case of suffering either. Why rely on the suffering to run on the cool if I can wait till tomorrow? You need a behetter Gomer. So that's called the Rosh Yeshem Atirin. So muksa in general is the Rosh Yeshem Atirin. Using it, eating it, etc. Asura. I feel about Tota. Once it's also to eat, it's also to move it. When we all the Erev Mutter Bachila, once Yom Tov is over, immediately afterwards, you're allowed to eat it. Feel Bevara Nitzarayam. Even if it was caught on Yom Tov, you know for sure that the trap only was sprung on Yom Tov. So that one was caught on Yom Tov. Getting Yom Tov was Mamash Moksa. It was called on Yom Tov. You can eat it immediately after Yom Tov. There's a concept in Halacha of Bichdeisha Yase. So the case where a goy picks it for you, the goy catches it for you, you can't eat it immediately after Yom Tov. You have to wait till the time it would take for the goy to have done that action after Yom Tov. This way you're not going to benefit anything at all from what he did for you on Yom Tov. So if it takes an hour to set up the thing and then catch an animal, so after Yom Tov is definitely over, then you wait another hour and then you can eat it. So you get,
go by average.
So you never gained, right? Well, so there's no motivation to ask the goy because what do I gain? But let's say you can use it immediately after Yom Tov. So it says, you know what? I can't use it on Yom Tov. What a gain. What do you mean a gain? A gain that right after Yom Tov I have the thing to use. I don't have to wait, 5 hours till the goy does it. I got it right away.
Right.
So there's a motivation to ask the goy. So Chazal said, you know what, buddy, you're going to have to wait. So, okay, well, we might as well wait a bit. Why should I do an aver if I get no benefit?
How do you calculate the waiting time based on averages?
The averages, yeah. So now...
If you find a guy that's really good at this, you have to go by his average, or you have to go by general averages? This way you really gain. If you're going to go by his average, his may be a lot shorter than a Kalyika who's going to take twice as long or three times as long to do.
I hear it's interesting. But if that's who I usually buy from, so I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have waited half the month and accomplished the same thing and asked them and got it.
Right.
But it's up to Mr. Burr over here where nobody did it. It just happened by itself. So then already, there's no reason to wait. Kim lo nitsa b'dei adam rak mamela. It wasn't somebody did it purposely. It just happened by itself. Now, the scheme of place in the Lavdaf gets Suffolk Seda, the Elohua didn't call Suffolk Muksa. It's the only case of Seda, but it's any case with the Suffolk Muksa. Since we're Makaran Yom Tov, we say Muksa Zosser. But Kolshke and Suffolk Nerlin, the Rminan Behu Kishal Tara, that we're Makaran is Suffolk and we're not Makal. Basically, if you're in Dabashe Shematir, Besuffolk in Bami Chusatrum, Yesh Esmer Poiskim, is Barla Kamam Simantav Sariches, Sivkim of Adal. So much came outside of the Tchum also theoretically should have some there's a potential of a motivation to ask the goy to do it for you, and you don't know when it happened, right? So did he bring him Yichus Tchum or not? So that's the discussion in the next siman. We'll talk about how you deal with that situation.
Is Tchum on Yom Tov like carrying on Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov, you say you can carry as long as it's a tzas.
Is it no heter?
Why is that different than carrying? Carrying is a deraisa. Tchum is according to Moshe, is a drabana. So why, if on Yom Tov you can carry because with a tzas, why can't you do it tchum?
It's a good question. In other words, why don't we say there's a heter echol nefesh
exactly
in tchum, right? The answer seems to be that Ochel Nefesh is a heter in the world of Malacha.
Okay.
And so things which are also Malacha, we say Malacha, which is done part of the Chila process, is not Malacha.
Right.
Tchuma never was an Isser of Malacha to start with.
Right.
So there's no heter of Ochel Nefesh. Now, what's interesting though is because, what about Muksa? Is there a heter al Ochel Nefesh to use Muksa? So we're saying over here, basically, no.
Well,
the answer
you
is no.
Say if you can't do it for Tchum, then why should you be able to do it for Muksa?
So what we're saying over here, the answer is no.
Right.
I can't take the Muksa
right.
chicken and eat it on Yom Tov. Well, I want to eat much. I need to eat something. So
right.
But the problem, there's a Tosfos which says that Muksa is Ochel Nefesh is not Muksa.
Okay.
So how does this what we're reading over here seems like things which aren't Malacha.
Right.
This is really clear from the Siman. Things which aren't Malacha
right.
issues. So then there's no heter of Ochel Nefesh is not matter. Let's just finish off the next mission for a test. Matzumah said this with the calls. Klar Mershah, Matzumah's proof says, Baruch Rav. They're spread out over a large area of a large space. Kishachai, the fellas, Barosha Echad. And if a wild animal goes at the one end, so then the whole thing collapses in on top of him. Matoshah, Misporekis, Mislektekis, Lot says it tries to get itself out. It schleps out the whole thing. He's calculated coolant. So the whole net, which might be quite long, eventually caves in. Rosh Hashanah, Gam Kain Nitzik Mimokim Sheniska. So the other end also falls in. Even though there's no animal on that end. Val Kain Avshar Mokim Zed Lo Roshum Dobra Nitzik. I don't see anything. Komokim Simenu Shenitzik Kaya Oif Rosh Hashanah. You can assume there's something on the other end. So when you go later on and find something on the other end, you said, that's the one which was there from before Yom Tov. Not that, no, there was nothing there, I see there's nothing here, and later on that's a new Suffolk animal. And we don't say that, we say that that's the one. And so holding a sip out.
What do you mean?